Okay, time to welcome back Kelly Nelson. Kelly is a superb journalist and writer. She does great research. Her works usually appear first at newswithviews.com. She's been at this a long time, and I don't know many people. In fact, I don't know anyone personally who is more deeply embedded in the existing, well, the former government of these formerly United States. Welcome back, young lady. Good to have you on board,
thanks.
As always.
How are
You're
you
welcome.
Doing? Good.
I'm still here, dear. Thank you.
Me too.
Yes.
And I have some new stats for you. I actually spent the entire afternoon transcribing that second video of interview of Dr. Cole. I knew that's the only way I could remember everything, so I did it because there were several important points that I want to tell people. But first, I need to tell you that our government is going to try to shut off ivermectin. And so if you haven't ordered it from alldaychemist.com, you need to do it now because I just ordered another 90 and the price went up $20.
Alldaychemist.com.
And you put in ivermectol, T-O-L instead of T-I-N, because that is the generic, okay? And if they cut it off in America, which they've done throughout this whole 2 years of this COVID nonsense, they will cut everything off from even pharmacies giving it, which is totally
overseas.
Illegal.
Right. Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, what isn't illegal anymore? Nothing. They do
know.
Anything
they
want.
Step all over everything. It's nothing. Okay, now let me give you the new stats, and you have to remember that the real stats are probably much higher than what is being reported by there.
Oh, yeah.
But this,
this
is the new one. And this is according to government statistics, but it's only 1%. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
13,627 U.S. deaths from the jab. 2,836,646 adverse effects. That's almost 3 million injuries. 1,429 fetal deaths in pregnant women. Excuse me. So when you look at that, you've got to figure if this is only 1 to 10%, there is 90% more.
Correct.
90% more.
And yeah, I think
when you figure those, that's pretty bloody damn scary.
Yeah, it is. I think there are over a million dead in this country already,
I do too.
Kelly.
Yeah. I do too. Okay. Now, I want people to remember this because it's very important. And Dr. Cole went through this over and over again. Ivermectin won a Nobel Prize in 2015 by the doctors who discovered it, okay?
Uh-huh.
The World Health Organization actually lists ivermectin as an essential medicine for global health. There are also 66 peer-reviewed studies that show that ivermectin is the silver bullet treatment for COVID-19. And it's also a highly effective prophylaxis against COVID-19. If you take one pill a week, you will never get COVID. It has a 100% guarantee. And it was the FDA who lied about ivermectin, saying it was dangerous and even lethal. And when in fact it's a cure, okay, and a prophylactic.
It has over 22 ways it works on your body to rectify disease states. It's a remarkable product.
Yes,
remarkable.
That's what, I mean, Dr. Cole told all about this.
Right.
Have you heard what Mississippi State Department of Health did? They issued an alert on August 22nd ordering any coronavirus positive individual to isolate for at least 10 days or face up to a 5-year prison sentence and a fine of $5,000. Mississippi!
All right, look, the country is gone. We've lost. I'm sorry. We have to collect what's left. We have to amalgamate, get together, somehow create a real fabric that we can survive together with, because the majority is going down.
Mm-hmm.
There have to be, I wish there were states that would secede. I know it's a difficult process, but they're going to have to declare their own independence at some point. And have there will be a place.
Well, states and counties.
Mm-hmm. Counties too. Yes.
Yep. Yep. Well, now, you probably haven't heard this either, or maybe you have because you're so ahead of everything all the time.
Well, not
but,
everything.
Oh, yes, you're very good. You always surprise me. But in Japan, they actually suspended 2.63 million Moderna doses on August 26th. Mm-hmm. Why? Because they found in the vials these little things floating in it, and yes, that little magnet story that, yeah, the spoons will stick to you, et cetera, et cetera.
Sure.
It's all true.
Yeah.
They found it in Moderna vials.
Yeah.
And three lots of these vials from eight vaccination sites were actually taken out of circulation. Isn't that something?
The Japanese have had to do that to two different lots that they've found. And if you think about it, they named these little glass containers appropriately. Vial. They are indeed. And I know what you're talking about. These are little nanometal particles. Now, nano can't be seen with a naked eye. So these are big little particles, understand. It's so obvious. If you read the Moderna patent, it will stun you. The same with the Pfizer patent. They admit kinds of things. Go ahead.
The FDA, this is an interesting piece. The FDA has two people who have announced they'll be leaving at the end of October. One of them is Marion Gruber. She's 32-year veteran. And the other is a director, Phil Cross, who's been at FDA for more than a decade. He's leaving in November. Why? Because there is concern that the political forces are pushing for COVID passports, which have been funded by, guess who? The Gates Foundation, in league with the Rockefeller Foundation, under the pretense of the World Health Organization. And
sure.
Gates is pushing for a total database on everyone in the world to be maintained by who? And he is the largest donation giver to who? Don't you just love this? Oh, they're all connected.
Now, here's the other side of the FDA story. They are enraged about what you said, but they're also enraged about the intensifying pressure for them to approve booster shots for kids under 12.
Mm-hmm.
Under 12.
Mm-hmm. I know. Extreme pressure to approve the mRNA clot shots.
Right. That's it.
It's unbelievable. And I'm going to give you some figures from Dr. Merritt. They just took a piece where she gave all these figures.
Good.
I know.
She's great.
I love her. I have a friend in Iowa who Merritt is actually her physician, and she just loves her.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'll tell you about what she said first, because her shocking stats really, and then Cole goes into even more. It amazes me, because if you take a look at all of these laboratory things and add them up and compare them to past years, it's like outright murder. And she tells about the military because she was 10 years in the Navy as an orthopedic surgeon, okay? And she said in 2020, there were only 20 COVID deaths of active duty soldiers, okay? In all the services put together, 20 COVID deaths, that's it, all right? And they have a big epidemiological base and can easily find out what's going on throughout all of the different military groups, okay?
Sure.
But they're jabbing everyone. And she said they've already had tumors. 80 cases of myocarditis, that swelling of the heart. And once your heart is damaged, it creates scar tissue, and it never recovers.
No, your life
it's
has
like
been
that
shortened
forever.
And you have to be very careful. Yeah.
And it causes a significant mortality rate of 66% of the people who get it within 5 years. So they just killed 80 soldiers who have probably 5 years to live. The vaccine program has ostensibly killed more active duty than COVID ever did. Leukemia, another blood dyscrasia cancer, has 48 a year. But now VAERS is reporting that we're up to 229 so far this year. 48 a year to 229. And it was Harvard's study that said only 1% was reported to VAERS. And then she goes on and she says, in 31 years, there were only 317 cases of myocarditis. Now, after 31 years, after these inoculations, for 2021, there are already 1,113. That's three times what we had in 31
genocide.
Years.
Kelly, it's
absolutely
genocide. We know. And these poor people who are literally, who are literally committing suicide to be able to go into a bar, take a plane trip, or do whatever, keep their job. What's your life worth? Is it worth two Krispy Kreme donuts? That's what they're offering too.
I know. Well, all of these physicians that are trying to expose this have said, why aren't we stopping this? Because we stopped working on that respiratory vaccine for 22 deaths of infants in the hospital. That was
syncytial.
That is a respiratory thing of infants. 22 of them died when they took this vaccine, and they pulled it immediately. 22. The average is 25, and you pull it, okay? We stopped the H1N1 after 53 deaths or 53 adverse effects. But now, 53 people a day are dying or having adverse effects. So she says, what the hell? Why are we continuing these things? And she said, don't act like a victim. If you think you're a victim, you're going to act like one. If you think we're fighting a war, you're going to act like a warrior. So get ready, because this is war. That's how strong this woman is. She's amazing.
100%.
Okay. Now, I'm going to tell you what Dr. Cole has said, and he scared me on a few of these things, because I thought, oh my God, we are really doomed. And there's a lot going on here that I was not even aware of, despite the fact that I've listened to all of these videos and I've gone over all this stuff. I know about remdesivir and Regeneron used for 10 months. I know about all this stuff, but it's worse than we thought, and it's massive. Now, there's a doctor named Cavillo. Let me see if I can find this real quick. In here, he did some research that is absolutely amazing, and let me find it, because I want to get this right when I tell you. Have you heard of this guy? I think he's from Argentina. You know of
What's
him?
What's his name?
Cavillo.
Cole?
Cavillo.
I don't know Cavillo. Okay, that's the one. Now, yeah, I do.
Yeah, okay. I don't know why this stupid thing won't come up. Hang on a minute.
There's some wonderful doctors in Spain working. Have you seen the La Quinta Colonna work, Orwell City? That's something to keep an eye on. That's really important work.
Yes, and you know, there's things all over the world going on with these doctors who have gotten together and banded together with all the information on what heals and everything. But here's what's interesting about Dr. Carbello. His prevention trials with many of these early treatments and prophylactic treatments, here's the key. It showed a 100% prevention of acquisition of SARS-CoV-2 on patients who were on this once-a-week prophylactic ivermectin. That is the key right there. And now here's what he says that really is interesting. The molecule, and you mentioned this already, in ivermectin doesn't just treat parasites. It has 22 mechanisms of action against SARS-CoV-2, has 7 or 8 antiviral mechanisms, and it has multiple immune modification mechanisms. Is that amazing? I give my dogs ivermectin once a month for a heart guard, you know,
good.
A heartworm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes
sense. In his study, 2 months of healthcare workers taking one ivermectin a week, 0 got COVID. Okay. In the placebo, that was 200. Okay. In the placebo control group of 400 people, 57% got COVID. This is how effective ivermectin was in prevention. And this was in a hospital setting. You can't claim that for these vaccines.
No.
That's for damn sure. So when you look at these stats, and when I tell people, order this ivermectin now, because if they cut it off, you may still be able to get hydroxychloroquine because it can be prescribed for several different things. But it tightened up for a good while when they hit on it early on.
Right.
And it will be the same kind of prophylactic. But I think you have to take one of those every day, whereas you only take ivermectin once a week.
And the ivermectin paste, Kelly, also works. It's not just for horses. Don't buy into that. It works. All the research shows, and it's the same thing. They have it's like an eighth of an inch per 20 pounds of body weight. I forget what it is. It's a tube. And same thing. I think Dr. Cole even said once a week. I don't think he differentiated between the pills or the paste. It's the same. The paste actually works. So do your research. That's all I can suggest. Go online and look.
I think I'll stick with the pills.
They're formulated for people, humans.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And you've got that going for you. And other than that, if you study the ingredients and all that, but if push comes to shove and we've got no other way to go, I'll go with a horse paste. I don't care. Rather than nothing, it's something.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying. And you're right. You should be cautious. But here, let's just back up. What is COVID? And what tests do they have to prove that somebody has COVID?
It's type A or B flu. That's
what it is. That's all it is. And what tests are they using? They're using a test that doesn't work. It's a joke.
Yeah.
It's a joke's on us. And it's a very bad, deadly joke. Because this Robert David Steele who just died, you know who he is?
Yeah,
Robert Steele.
I do. I never could stand him, but go ahead.
No, but we'll put that aside, and I agree with you. But he was in the hospital, and they put him on remdesivir.
Oh, uh-huh. For God's sake.
And then they forced him into a vent. Is it any surprise that he died?
He's dead. 80% of the people on vents die.
And on probably a higher percent who get put on that toxic killer remdesivir die also.
Yeah.
You know,
artists. You know what? Artists is right. It's a kidney destroyer.
Sure.
Yeah, and of course it was developed by who? Gates and Fauci. And it was a moneymaker because it was so expensive. And it did nothing to save anybody when they had these cheap and safe drugs that are decades old and they refused to use them. They murdered a lot of people. They really did.
Well, a couple hundred thousand last year, at least.
Yeah. Well, Dr. McCullough said that 85% of the comorbidity patients in nursing homes could have been saved by simply putting them on once-a-day hydroxychloroquine or once-a-week ivermectin. Cheap, cheap meds.
Well, the idea was not to save them. The idea was to kill them because they remember.
Of course.
They're impediments. They don't want that kind of knowledge around. They want Gen Z.
Honey.
They want millennials and Gen Z airheads that they can program. That's what they want.
Well, let me tell you what else is going on here, what Dr. Cole said he's seeing in the labs. He said that these people, after they get the shots, of course, you know, we talked about this before, the cells change and they become spiky and then they stick together, and that's why you get so many blood clots with this. And he's shown this in his first video. But in the second video, he said all of the, him and all of the doctors that are with him, they're watching in the laboratories what is happening. And it's a profile of your T cells, which are basically your Marines in your body, okay? But it is a total drop in the effectivity of the T cells happens almost immediately. And in the labs, they're seeing an uptick of herpes viruses, shingles, mononucleosis, a huge uptick in human papilloma virus, 20 times increase in adults of a child rash. It's like a bumpy rash, and he said it's really innocuous, but normal T cells keep all of this in check. But he said since January, he has seen a 20% increase in endometrial cancers just for this year. He's also seeing invasive melanomas in young patients. And he said normally these are thin, they're easy to get rid of. He said these aren't thin, they're thick, and they're skyrocketing in the last 2 months. So it's a cancer. These things actually cause cancer, just like that old polio vaccine and sugar cube caused soft tissue cancers, and
yeah,
it was
kidney and brain cancer.
Passed.
45 million Americans dead from the Salk polio routine.
That's
and
right.
Kidney and brain cancer were the two most common types.
And the doctor in the Tulane University was murdered because she tried to expose it.
Oh, sure. They kill people all the time. Sickening.
Oh, yeah.
Stand by if you would,
yeah.
Kelly. I got to take a break.
Okay.
Come right back with Kelly Nelson after this. Okay, welcome back. Talking with Kelly Nelson. Again, that address to go to online is All Day Chemist. Is that alldaychemist.com?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
alldaychemist.com.
And you put in ivermectol.
Yeah. Ivermectol, T-O-L. And how do you get 90 pills, and how do you determine the dose you want? Okay.
Yeah, you decide how much you weigh. It's 4 milligrams per 50 pounds of body weight, okay? So if you're 150, 12 milligrams is fine. If you're 200, you probably need to go to 18 milligrams. But you can still order the 12 and just cut one in half, take a pill and a half every day. Now.
And that's what, once a week? Are you talking about daily?
Yeah, just once a week. Like every
That's
Sunday morning, get up and take one.
All right.
That's it. and it covers you for the whole week. In fact, there's some more information about that that Dr. Cole told about, but he's actually said that he took an oath, do no harm. We've heard this how many times? Do no harm, okay?
Yeah.
But he said that means no psychological, physical, or financial harm to a patient. Boy, have a lot of them overridden that, huh? Dr. Cole is so ticked at his colleagues in the health systems and these guys in administration, and he's been telling them they're violating their oaths. And he said, I'm so sick of hearing them send these people home until their lips turn blue. Then they show, this is what they did to Steele. Then they show back up at the hospital, they put him on a ventilator, give him a little bit of oxygen and a weak steroid. He said if they gave him strong steroids and IVC, vitamin C, it would blast the inflammation out of their bodies and they recover in a few days. Okay? He said, but they're not even, they won't even listen to some of these protocols that are good.
Right.
And here, there's a list of all these protocols on the frontline care docs. Please listen to this and write it down, your listeners. It's F as in Frank, L as in Lucy, CCC.net, FLCCC.net. These are some of the premier critical care doctors in the world, and they have protocols that are saving 70, 80, 90% more than the people who go to the hospitals. The hospitals are following the government, the NIH, the CDC, and that horrible FDA with their very weak protocols. And the government is 6 to 9 months behind on science that all these physicians have studied and watched, and they know all the laboratory stuff and everything. And he's telling them, Cole is saying, look, give them ivermectin. It's a sugar pill. It's safer than Tylenol. If it doesn't work, and if it does work, you've saved your patient. Yeah. One out of 19,000 patients and studies on ivermectin and 26 to 29 randomized controlled trials, there's a one in, listen to this, 4 quadrillion chance statistically that this molecule doesn't have a chance of improving the outcome in SARS-CoV-2. 1 in 4 quadrillion chance. That's the gold standard meta-analysis in medicine. That's what he tells us. And he said, if you give ivermectin early, you will save everybody. You give it very late, you decrease the rate by 67 to 68%. But given early, you decrease the death rate by 88 to 96%. That's pretty strong.
That's amazing. Now, if you want to go to rents.com, go down to the archives on the right column, the coronavirus archive. You'll see the pictures of the virus, or the alleged virus. It says the spike protein, vax genocide, must reading and viewing. And if you count down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 stories, you'll see the new Dr. Ryan Cole video that Kelly's talking about. It's right there for you. Six down in the archive on the right side. Says Dr. Ryan Cole, huge healthcare staffing shortages coming, mandating and threatening experimental vaccine shots won't work. Watch. It's right there. Dr. Ryan Cole, six down in the archive.
And he's saying that, well, he's saying that he's gotten calls from Indiana and Michigan, and these nurses don't want to take this vaccine. He said there's a shortage in these two states that
already
is astronomical now. And he said, also in Cincinnati, one-third of the nurses have said, we're not taking it. And they're telling them they're going to be fired. And
one-third
these are even...
of, what, Kelly, one-third of all our professional healthcare people have not taken the shot, and probably 90% of those will refuse to cave in. That means we'll have a one-third staff shortage nationwide, and that means hospitals will not be able to function properly. People are going to be enraged. You watch. This is the idea. They're trying to take down. They've got the education system taken down. Political system is taken down. The economy is taken down.
Gone.
And now they're going to take the medical system down. It will be over. That's what the game is. They decided to pull the plug on the United States years ago. I was told about this about 2.5 years ago now. We are pulling the plug on the U.S. and Western Europe. We're done with it. That's what one of the elite told me. And it has exactly happened that way. So
well,
you
sure.
need to
and
prepare
they, and they started
and
the
protect.
Education in 1880, for God's sake.
Well,
I mean,
Cheryl Isherby,
she
knows. She's got it in her book. Yeah. No, but seriously, this was planned, and they are imploding this country, and it is happening. And when I see that Minneapolis now is said by people who live there to be a city run by gangs, not gangsters, gangs. That
oh,
means
sure.
defund the cops has worked exactly like the Bolsheviks wanted it to work, and that city will be complete trash
in
very
copy.
Short order. Yeah.
Well, he goes on and says, don't let your children near these shots because it's a killer for the kids. And they're seeing a 200% increase in inflammation of the heart in young men. And once it's damaged for a lifetime. It won't rejuvenate.
They're finished. It's sad.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
And he also said, any university that is mandating this for their students is criminal. These young, healthy individuals are at no risk from death from this virus.
They
None.
Shouldn't go. The kids should go home and find another trade to learn. You know what? If you become a plumber, you can make $1,000 a day easy. Nothing wrong with a girl being a plumber. Or learn electrician work. Or learn how to service computers and make house calls. You'll make $500-$600 a day easy.
Yeah,
work for yourself.
Well, he said this virus is just a scariant. This variant is just a scariant. It's the Delta variant from India. He said it's baloney. He said
they're all baloney. You're right. He's right.
He said 99.7 to 99.8% of any variant is the same virus. And it turns into, after these viruses start calming down and have gone through a lot of the pub, he said they become weaker. And he said, but those who are getting injected are getting the Delta variant at a higher rate than those who have natural immunity. Because he said once you've got natural immunity, it's for life. It's never going to go away. No matter what the newspapers or anybody else tells you, it's there for life, sitting in your spinal fluid and your bones. And they're like Marines, and they don't show on top anymore after they calm down. But anything like this comes along again, and immediately the Marines wake up and say, you're not getting in here. They throw grenades at it. It's over. It's not happening. Okay, MERS, remember MERS, the Middle East Respiratory
Syndrome? Of course,
syndrome?
Yeah, sure.
There's a reason the FDA never let SARS-CoV-1 come to market. Because every time they saw any of this, they said, this is too dangerous for humanity. This virus is the same as SARS-CoV-1. It's two, okay? So why do we not have the same mindset now? MERS failed. Why? Why? Because it's time to depopulate the world, which is what Gates, Fauci, and all their friends at WHO want. They want us 85% less. And this is not the first one. there's going to, this is not only the first one, there's going to be more and more and more of this. And this is another reason I say get as much ivermectin as you can, because if they're cutting it off, they know that it will probably help whatever comes along next that they've cooked up in their labs in China.
Well, ivermectin is a generic antiviral. It does a lot to prevent attachments and bonding and bindings. It works in many different ways. Over 22, as you said. So
yeah,
that's clear.
Well, he said, you not only have antibodies against the spike, you have the envelope, the membrane, and the nucleocaps. You have hundreds of antibodies compared to dozens in the jab. That's why, number one, you have a broad immunity. Okay? He said now there are people with underlying health conditions, and this shot is contraindicated for them. They should never take it, just like pregnant women shouldn't take it. Because, look, we've lost 1,400 babies in the womb, okay? Many people have religious convictions that under the Civil Rights Act, isn't this something, would you have thought this? I mean, this is not just the Nuremberg Codes. This is our own Civil Rights Act. You cannot be questioned on your religious convictions. Get that. You cannot be questioned. And you have a right to refuse based on religious grounds. Now, here's good reasons for you. Pfizer and Moderna don't contain aborted fetal cells, but were developed on aborted fetal cells and were proved and processed on aborted fetal cells. J&J, the Johnson & Johnson, is grown on aborted fetal cells and may contain human DNA as well as human protein per their application to the FDA. That's in the application, okay? J&J has human fetal DNA in it. Moderna and Pfizer otherwise were developed using aborted fetal cells. That ought to turn anybody off that's a pro-lifer.
Well, you think. But most people don't know, Kelly, and they don't ask.
No, they don't
and
know.
And most of all, they're not told. There's no such thing as informed consent in this country. I can't tell you how many people I've asked, how did it go? Well, did you get any education? Did they talk to you? Did they counsel you? Did they inform? No. They just gave me the shot and gave me a piece of paper and said, good luck. That's it.
Yeah.
That's informed consent? No.
And he basically in this one says, if you have natural immunity and you go and get that jab, what the jab does is destroy your natural immunity and replace it with this genetic change in your body. See? So you're really screwing yourself up big time. And in the first video, he basically said, if you've had COVID and you get the jab, your chances of living very long are very slim. And that's
well, unfortunately, this fall, I think, is going to see the beginning of the wave, the first big wave of people dying. That's what most people seem to project. Many different diseases will establish themselves and be terminal. That's the sad part. And it's just like an AIDS patient. You have no immune system. The door is open.
No.
And AIDS patients can get over 30 hallmark fatal diseases and conditions that can manifest because they've got no more immune system. And that's what happens. You lose it.
Well, you know, we're in big trouble. And I think it's far worse than a lot of you and I might know, your listeners might know, but there are people in my neighborhood who haven't got a clue. And I think, and well, there's two of them across the street that have had the vaccine. I'm sure they'll run out and get the booster. They're not dying fast enough, so let's give them a booster.
They're suggesting now every 4 months. See, we think that maybe up to 50% of the vials are saline. And that's because if they gave everybody the real shot, everybody would be getting sick and or dying. And they can't have that. They have to have a lot of people walking around saying, yeah, all right, fine, one-third. They need people walking around saying, I got the shot, I'm fine, never had a bit of a problem. Well, they have
saline. That's
saline.
Right.
and they're going to clean up all those people with the booster shots. That's the plan.
Well, that could be. That's probably pretty true. Now, there was one place where they said, I forget what country it was, or maybe it was several countries. They said, you will lose your vaccine passport if you do not take the booster. So there you have it. And your scenario makes a lot of sense in that manner, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. They're going to... who was it had a really nice piece on... She just said it very succinctly in a recording about a week and a half ago. I ran it. I can't remember who it was now. But it was very clearly stated that no question, the passport is the end of the line. If we allow this passport, we're done. That's it. The shot alone is going to do us in, but this passport in a social sense, a functioning societal sense, forget it. It's over. Total lockdown, total communism, and that's it. That's where we're going. And by the way, that 24,000 children who were put into that major involuntary vax program in Australia, in Sydney, the word now I'm getting is that several dozen were murdered in that vaccine fest they had. So this was a sacrifice. Sounds like a satanic sacrifice to me. And many of the other children were damaged. So, but they won't tell officially what happened. But that's the word. Several dozen were killed in that test.
Test, I have no doubt.
Of how much will the people accept before they go completely berserk. And they're still,
well, they got 2,500
still able to hold them.
That they, under two, that they, that 2,500 that volunteered their babies.
What's wrong with these mothers?
They're idiots. I swear they are. I'll tell you one thing about my daughter, and she was very bright about this. She had all five of her children at home. And because she did that, none of them got those vaccines injected into them. I think they're up to like 32 now. I can't remember. But back then it was maybe 10 or 12. When I had my daughter, there were no vaccines. They didn't give them any vaccines in the hospital. All they did was some eye stuff to clear out junk of some sort. I can't even remember what it was. But today, they give them shots that prevent them from getting papillomavirus when they're babies. And certain meningitis or whatever it is. And I'm thinking, why are you doing that? That's sexual. These are babies. But they're doing it. I asked a nurse down the street. She's a surgical nurse. I said, you're not going to let your babies have all those shots. Oh, of course I am. It will protect them. I thought, oh, boy.
This is a nurse? This is a nurse?
Yes, this is a nurse. Uh-huh. And one in 82 now get autism from all of these vaccines. Every physician who has ever studied these vaccines and decided not to give them will tell you that the children he has not given all these vaccines to are far healthier than those who have been vaccinated.
Absolutely.
And that's the supposedly good vaccines. That's not this killer depopulation mass
murder. Right, these are the old school attenuated virus and et cetera.
Yeah.
Yeah, the old stuff. Understood. But you got to think now, what are they adding to the old vaccines that they don't disclose? The way they wrote the patents for Pfizer and Moderna, the door is wide open. They can put anything they want, any time into it. It's you read it. It's incredible.
Of course they have. And they plan on putting the messenger RNA in all of the seasonal flu vaccines from now on.
That's coming. There are over 20 that are in development. Over 20 in development. Yeah.
I told this to my 79-year-old friend who used to always get flu vaccines because he had three youngsters in the house. And he didn't want them bringing it home to him. And I said, did you know that one of those women that were on I forget, Delp Big Trees show that had the shakes, they couldn't walk after, and there's right. been dozens and dozens and dozens of those too. One of them had a friend whose daughter was paralyzed from the waist down from a flu vaccine. I told him that. He said, no more flu vax. Never, ever.
Well, they've augmented the flu vaccines then, haven't they? See, the whole new push is for all mRNA vaccines. There are almost 20 that have been announced as in development. So they're all going mRNA. They're going to do a hell of a job on wiping out most of the world's population. No doubt.
85%.
Yeah,
that's what they want. That's UN Agenda 21.
Yeah.
I wish Rosa Corey was still here. She could tell you a whole bunch more.
Yeah, I know. Kelly, thank you very much for being concerned and being aware and mentioning Dr. Cole. Again, he's in my archive on the right side, right column,
Good. Number
6 down. You'll find it there. Go and take a look. It's about a 30-minute video. Well worth your time. Very good.
Okay,
all right.
Take care.
Thanks, Kelly. All right. And for all of you out there, just FYI, I've got the paste. Just get some. I've done a lot of research on it, and it works just fine, according to everyone I've ever talked to. So you've got two options, and be prepared. I'll leave it at that. I think you get the drift, though. Back in a minute.